Thursday, April 8th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. USDA releases its April supply-demand report Friday. Pre-report trade guesstimates for key figures in this report hold some good chances for surprises. The 2021 U.S. corn ending stocks was estimated to be 1.502 billion bushel. The average trade estimate for this report is 1.396 billion, down 7% from March. The high end estimate is unchanged, and the low end of the estimates is 1.2 billion. What we read into those corn guesstimates is that tomorrow's report is expected to be mostly down. Market action will depend on which ends of the range that we see. We expect it to come in somewhere between the average and the low end with a price-friendly market reaction. The 2021 soybean ending stocks were 120 million bushel. The average trade estimate for this report is 119 million. The low end of the estimates is 110 and the high end is 135. What we read into those soybean guesstimates is that traders think on average that unexpectedly, March 1st stock coming in 30 million bushel higher than expected will be just offset by increased usage. Market bulls think usage will be hiked enough to exceed the stock surprise by 10 million bushel, while the market bears see usage rising by only half the bump in the March 1st stocks for a net hike of 15 million bushel ending stocks. We think that soybean stocks are extremely tight and nothing from USDA should change that. On wheat, for ending stocks, in March they were 836 million bushel. The average trade guess for this report is 847 million. The low end of the estimates is 827 million, and the high end 872. What we read into those wheat guesstimates is that while March 1st wheat stock came in about 42 million bushel higher than expected, traders on average think that increased feed usage estimates will offset about three-quarters of that. Market bulls, however, think that increased feed use will offset all of that and then some, while market bears think that increased feed usage will offset only partially of these stocks in a surprise net gain in ending stocks. I would be a wheat market bull. The pre-trade estimates for global ending stocks show little change from March for both soybeans and wheat, but about a 3 million metric ton reduction in corn due to lower estimates from both Brazil and Argentina for corn. That's probably about where it will fall for this particular report. Brazilian soybeans are a different story. The average trade estimate is for USDA to make no change for Brazil from its March estimate of 134 million metric ton, but there's room for surprise in that. The trade guesstimates range as low as 132 to as high as 137. We would have put that high end out of reach until highly regarded Brazilian consultancy AgriConsult raised its own estimate of the Brazilian crop to 137 million metric ton. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. On the hogs. Even though oscillators show hog futures in overbought territory and due for a modest temporary correction, underlying fundamentals remain strong and the trends are up. Summer months are leading with second quarter supplies expected to decline. The only negative that we have to bear in mind is that retailers are expected to shift away from pork and more towards beef as we head into grilling season and pork gets pricier for consumers. Remains to see what consumers will do. There are lots of tasty pork products that are great on the grill as well. Tomorrow's USDA report will also update projections for quarterly production and average prices that factor in the bullish March 25th Hogs and Pigs report. On the cattle, the cattle complex remains firm. Especially impressive are the fall feeder contracts, leading the pack with four straight trading sessions of solid gains and now sporting a $15 premium to the spot May feeders. Widespread $120 cash cattle were reported across the southern plains, and strong packer margins suggest good potential for further gains. There is a noteworthy report released Tuesday by the Good Food Institute and Plant-Based Foods Association. They had commissioned an analytical firm to assess the growth in plant-based milk and meats that found 57% of U.S. households purchased at least some plant-based foods in 2020, up from 53% in 2019. Milk accounted for 35% of that with sales of $2.5 billion. Worthy of note for the beef industry is that plant-based meat sales rose to $1.4 billion in 2020, up 45% from 2019. We should keep this in perspective. USDA reported total U.S. food spending of $1.77 trillion in 2019 and plant-based meat sales of just 2.7% of packaged meat. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.